Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank my co-host. I want to thank God first, of course, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in, all the newcomers. We have people from all over the world listening. Actually, right now we have 225 individuals who are listening to the ministry, either by clicking on the button, going to the website, AlfredaLoveShow.com, calling in, StellarGospelMusic.com. I mean, there's so many outlets. And so I thank each and every one of you for listening. I thank those who are going to listen and those who will listen in a few days. Thank you so, so much. Amen. Now, on tonight, this is going to be an encouraging night because we're going to kick off a prosperous week. God speaks prosperity, and he speaks prosperity, spiritually. And so we've already spoken about the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, my heart is beating rapidly for a good cause. I received something on Friday, and I was just so amazed and shocked. And I know it was from God. I know it. I know it. I know it. God is good. And I wasn't even expecting it. God is just good. And he's going to do more great things. But he says, hang in there and keep the faith and continue to be faithful no matter what. Trust in God. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I want you to do the same. God, Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim, trust in the Creator. Amen. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and bless those who are thinking about going in. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you just help with any type of pain or ailments that individuals are experiencing at this particular time, at this particular hour. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to bereave families, bless those who are missing a loved one recently or the past couple of weeks, Lord. And we ask that you continue to give strength and courage where that is needed. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you have given, Lord, that we didn't even deserve, but you gave them anyway because that's the type of God you are. And we look forward to your coming and your residing within our hearts, but we look forward to your coming, Heavenly Father, to help restore and reconcile this dark and dismal world. Lord, we ask if there's anything in our hearts or minds right now that's not like you, would you remove it? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come on back on Sunday, Heavenly Father. We anoint those days, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each youth who is going through a test or taking a test or taking a quiz or doing homework, whatever they're doing, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them the understanding and the knowledge that they need in order to be successful, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the graduates. We thank you for keeping our children safe as they were celebrating their proms and different birthdays and occasions on this past weekend. We ask that you continue to bless them to be safe, Heavenly Father, and sound. If there is any child who is missing all over this land and country, Lord, we ask if it's your will, would you bring them back to their rightful places, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, I'm asking that you bless us to remain grounded and rooted in the Word of God. And help us, Heavenly Father, to be moved by the Word of God and by the will of God. Then, Lord, you know those prayers that we have already whispered in your ears. You know those particular things, and we're just going to let you have your way. We surrender unto you. We give you our hearts, our minds, our ears, our talents. We give you everything. And we ask that you utilize it in a way that will help others and that will help us to become more like you. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help us to be great workers for the kingdom of heaven. Help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to give outreach and ministry in the Word of God. Help us to continue to love and forgive and help us to continue to do your holy and righteous will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that are to come. We thank you for the things that are in the past because it has made us stronger and it didn't last. But Lord, then we, Lord, we just ask that you give the Word of God on tonight because you've given the verses, Lord, and I'm just going to let you have your way where you would encourage and empower us to become better. Now, Lord, as we transition into something greater, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us to hear your word and to speak your word. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Some people say in Jesus' name I pray, but when you have other individuals who are on the line or when you're in a congregation, you say we, because when you're praying, amen, then obviously some of the other people are praying as well, at least one or two people. So we don't want to be selfish and say, in Jesus' name, I pray. We want to say we, because we are a team. We are a body. Amen. With two or three are gathered, there I am. So it doesn't matter if you have two or three or if you have 20,000. Somebody's praying. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into this particular ministry. And our special guest from heaven is Sister Maya Angelou. I remember listening to her poetry as a child and listening to individuals at many various churches, including mine, recite her poetry, visiting many of the museums, and her work was displayed, as well as continuously looking at her page if someone is able to update it about her recent sayings and things of that nature. And Sister Angelou has really inspired my life because she's so encouraging and she's such a strong woman. And her poetry is just very lyrical and is very understandable on all age levels. And so as we go through this process of listening to the Holy Spirit, and as we go through this process of encouragement in order to kick off our week this week, we're going to be inspired by a piece of her work entitled, And Still I Rise. How many of you know that Jesus rose on the third day? He didn't just rise up, but he had all power, both heaven and earth, in his hands. And I just believe that anything God promised, he can deliver. And I believe that God is over this world, and I believe that God gives life, and I believe he gives death, not only to people, but to situations. Amen. And so we are going to bury some stuff. Amen. That's not like God, that doesn't look like God, and we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. But I want to give you what the Lord has given unto me. As I said before, when I come on this ministry, it's nothing practical, because I'm a genuine person, and what comes out of my mouth is usually from my heart, 99.9% of the time. So, in saying that, I want you to go ahead and get out your Bibles. Get out something to write with. We're only going to look at about one or two verses, if that, whatever the Lord gives us. We're going to look at these verses, and it's going to speak about encouragement, because every now and then we all need some encouragement, whether it's to keep going, whatever it is, we all need that type of encouragement. I want you to first turn to Romans 8 and 28. I'm going to give you a little time because I know some of you are getting your Bibles. Otherwise, I will read it to you and you can look it up a little bit later. Write down Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8 and 28. And this is the NLT. Romans 8 and 28 reads, and, it's a conjunction, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. I want you to draw an umbrella, as the Lord is showing me. You don't have to be just an artist, because I'm not either. Just draw an umbrella, and you might want to just draw a circle with kind of like a backwards L, okay? All right, I want you to put God in that circle or oval or whatever you drew, okay? And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that circle right there, you should have put God, Jehovah, yes, Elohim, yes, Yahweh, yes, Allah, yes, El Shaddai, yes, yes, Jesus, yes. Okay, you get the picture. All right, so in this circle you have God, one person, but so many people call God different names. That's fine. We're talking about the same person. Now, I want you to look at that backwards L, okay? And I want you to pretend like, I want you to pretend like, and I'm getting what the Lord is giving here. Look at the backwards L, and I want you to pretend like you're holding this umbrella, okay? You're under here. You're under this umbrella, okay? Now, it could be sun, could be raining, okay? Those are the two things that we know that most people use umbrellas for, okay? To block the sun or to block the rain. Now, thank you, Jesus. God says, because he is on top, he is the head of our lives, he is able to block anything that is not for our good. Amen? And because God is able to cover you, cover us, he says that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called to his purpose for them. God says he will allow some rain, right? He will allow some sunshine, the heat from the sunshine. But God says he is always going to cover us because he is God. And he says because he has a perfect plan for our lives, he covers us. He says, but we must continue to hold the covering, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody say praise God. Get your umbrella right now and don't let it up in the house because superstition, which I don't believe in, says that it's bad luck. Amen. But get your umbrella right now. Get the handle of it. Praise God. I keep it on my door. Get the handle of your umbrella. And if you don't have one, pretend like you do. Praise God, because God says you're covered. He says you don't have anything to worry about. Get your umbrella, your fake umbrella, your real one, whichever one. And I want you to put your hand on the handle. And God says when you let it up, when you let it go, right, whatever it is that's keeping you from experiencing the goodness of God, when you let up that umbrella, it's a covering on you. But God says so many of us, just like I told you, I have the umbrella hanging on my door, right? God says when you go out, right, when you wake up in the morning, he says you don't have the covering of God on you. You don't pray before when you get up. You don't thank God when you get up. You don't even talk to God. And you expect God to cover you. We expect God to cover us throughout the day. Every time you wake up, and it's in the Bible as well, God says put on the full armor. He's talking about the word of God. Hide it in your heart. He said, but with this umbrella, he says he is the covering. It's not Satan. It's Jesus Christ. It's God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Eli, whoever you believe in. But we talk about God. There is only one, y'all. There is only one. Okay? So he says this umbrella that we drew. He said, yeah, you're going to have some storms, right? You're going to have some hot sunshine. But God says, I'm covering you. He says, I'm going to cover you. I'm going to protect you. That umbrella protects us from getting too wet, right? That umbrella protects the heat, right? He says, just like a sun visor. When the sun is shining bright in our faces, what do? We pull down the sun visor. We pull down that covering. Well, why in the world can't we ask God to cover us throughout the day, throughout life? God says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And we know. We already know this. Why? Because we're believers in God. And guess what? If you're not, and this is your first time listening, now you know. Now you know that God is like an umbrella and he covers us. And you have to be covered in this dark and dismal world, because everywhere you go, everybody doesn't know who God is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But God has an expectation. If you know God, then show some signs. And as long as you have breath in your body, as long as we have breath in our body, we should be praising God. But in the meantime, we need our umbrellas, because we need to be covered, right? We need to be covered. And God says that that's what this is for. That's Romans 8 and 28. I'm going to read it again. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. We were just talking about that. My family and I were just talking about that. Well, Satan meant for evil. God meant it for good. He know how to turn it around. Amen. When we dig one ditch, we might as well dig two, because we're going to fall deeper. That's why we shouldn't be digging ditches. But God says, and we know. It don't matter how it look. It don't matter how it sound. It don't matter what it is. God says, and we know that God causes. Who? Did we say Alfreda called? No. That God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. What do we mean by everything? Everything that come our way. God said when it rains, you covered. Right? When it's too hot, you covered. Right? What happens when it's snowing? He said that's what you have a coat for. You covered. Amen? What happens when you drive and you put your sun visor down? You covered. Amen. You covered. And so God says you are covered by him. Doesn't matter who you call him. Yeah, you can call him Jehovah. Go ahead. Right? You can call him Jesus. Go ahead. We're talking about the same person. Amen. You are covered. And that is encouraging. So symbolically, I want you to remember this whole week. The umbrella is very important for us on our Free to Love show, StellarGospelMusic.com show. It's very important for us this week. God says, you're covered. And no, you don't have to carry an umbrella around. Just think about it. When you wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, cover me. And the Lord will do it. That's Romans 8 and 28. All right? Now, I'm going to be brief on the other one as well, because we want to get ahead. We want to get ahead, and we want to listen to Sister Maya Angelou. Man, let's look at Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 40 and 31. I'll say it again. Isaiah 40 and 31. But, conjunction, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Why? Because we're covered once again by God. Now let's look at this verse as the Lord is giving us a visual. The Lord's going to give it to me in a minute. But let me read this one more time. But they, who? Us. that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God is speaking energy. He speaks energy and light. Okay? Energy and light. Energy and light. Give me just a second as I get this together. God speaks about life, and he speaks about death. He speaks about the energy it takes to live and the light it takes to overcome death. He talks about waiting upon the Lord. What does this mean? God says, think about a microwave. When you put something in the microwave, the expectation is for there to be heat or energy, which will cause this particular food to become warm. God says that any time we feel defeated, we feel lifeless, we feel hopeless, we feel despondent, we feel, once again, he says, defeated. He said, just like we put that food in a microwave, we must put all of these adjectives, give all of these things to God. Once we do that, he says, watch. And when you're watching, you're waiting. Did you know that? Think about it. When you're at a store and you send somebody in the store, right? Or if somebody's shopping and you're watching, you're still waiting on them either way. But this says, but they that wait upon the Lord. And God is speaking, what the Lord? He says, I will renew your strength. Why? Because you gave all of these things unto him, just like you put that food in a microwave. And when you took out the food, right, it was what you expected. Now, sometimes we have to put it back in there, right? But God says whatever you give unto him, he says he will give it to you in a new form and fashion, and he will renew your strength. He says then when he renews us, he says just like when you cook whatever it is, just say pasta, and you put it in a microwave, right? He says then when it comes out, he says, we shall mount up with wings as eagles. Anytime, think about it, when you put pasta or anything in there, right? There is a little water in the pasta, and the pasta kind of puffs up a little bit. He says, well, that's what happens when any man who or woman who is in Christ, they become a new creature. So you mount up. No longer do you feel defeated, lifeless, hopeless, despondent. But you mount up. And he says, they shall run and not be weary. God says that life within itself is a journey and a race to death, believe it or not. He says, just like when you go through things, there's a race to victory, right? He says, it can't be always. He says, there has to be some light. He says, they shall run and not be weary. God says, tired. Why? Because you're in the arms of God. God has renewed your strength. And they shall walk and not faint. God says, any time that we go into prayer to God, or we give things to God, he says anytime that we even meet up with God, we become new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So we have a new heart, we have a new mind, and we're renewed and refreshed, and we're able to move forward. But God says, but you have to wait, you have to watch. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Just like when you put that pasta in that microwave oven, right? Comes out hot, ready to eat. Well, when we go into God, go into our secret closets and pray, we come out into the world ready, mounted up with wings as eagles. It's a journey. so we can't get tired. But then God correlates it. He said, we just read the verse that all things work together for the good of them who love all things. And so God says, no matter what, and we talked about this too. God says, no matter what, he says, if I'm for you, he says, I'm more than the world against you. Amen. And so we have to understand and recognize that God is a covering. He's the umbrella of our lives. We also have to recognize that we must take everything to God. And once we meet up with God, we become new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, what? All things are made new. We're going to listen to Sister Maya Angelou. She says, still arise. And I want you to make this applicable to your lives, because what happens as the Lord is speaking is sometimes we're not covered by God. Sometimes we're covered with listening to people. We listen to things. We own things that we shouldn't even be owning, that's not even really true. And God says, you have to let all that stuff go and let people do what people have to do. And I'm going to do what I have to do, says the Lord. Amen? And you have to give everything over to God. And you just have to keep living and keep moving forward and keep rising. Amen. So God says that, and still, in spite of it all, he says, you're going to rise. He's talking to all of us. Amen? He says, in spite of it all, he says, that seed that you planted is going to rise and become a tree. Amen? And so when God is covering and when God is in the mix, he says, all things, even the evilness that works against you, he says, that right there is going to be turned for my glory. Amen. And so we have to continue to listen to God and believe and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, SoloGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is Sister Maya Angelou. Still, I rise. Amen. And we think about that. And on this week, I want you to think positive. It doesn't matter what it looked like, what it sounded like, because God has already spoken. And for me, that's enough. Amen. That's enough. And so what we're going to do, as I said before, is we're going to surrender unto God. Lord, whatever you want to do, do it. Amen. Now, you have to be ready for this. And I'm telling you, y'all, you're going to have surprises here and there. You're going to have favor. You're going to have doors open. And you just have to thank God. And we thank him in advance. That's on behalf of everybody who's listening and everybody who's going to listen. I believe in God. When I said that on Thursday, I believe, was it that Friday, God blessed in a major way. Amen. And we have to trust in God. We have to stop listening to the world and start listening to God. Amen? That means that things that pertain to the spiritual field of God, we must follow the will of God. And when God promises something, he's able to deliver. God never promises something that he's not able to deliver. And so we must always listen to the voice of God. Amen? And so I just want to encourage encourage you and tell you that this was your motivation to kick off this prosperous week. I want you to remember your umbrella. I want you to remember it. And remember that God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, is covering you. God is going to protect you no matter what. Then secondly, I want you to remember that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord. It doesn't matter what the devil meant for evil. God says it's going to turn for your good. Why? Because of God, not because of us, but because of God. Then he says, but those who watch and wait, he says, you shall renew your strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. But you have to do what? Watch and pray. Amen. And listen and stop being hard-headed. That's what we have to do because we serve a true and a living God. Amen. Now then, I want to thank each and every one of you, all of my co-hosts. I want to thank my family and my friends, all the newcomers, the gospel artists, the producers, those individuals who are in theater and acting and movies and drama and television and all that. I want to thank all of you for listening, and I want you to keep listening. Amen. And keep letting people know that the iFreeLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. The number is 347-843-4981. Or you can get, if you go to iFreeLoveShow.com, you can click on Love Radio and whoop, there it is. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Love Radio and whoop, there it is. So be sure to continue to encourage your family and your friends. Also, you can go to BlogTalkRadio.com/FreeToLove, and you can listen from there. Be sure you do that. I would really appreciate it. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook, iFreeToLove, AlFreeDaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. We're going to have some guests, a couple of gospel artists. We're going to also have a couple of actors and actresses who will be on this particular ministry, those who have won some Oscars and those who are just beginning. And we're going to have a lot of individuals on this ministry, and as we gear up to become an official licensed radio photography station, we're going to also promote faith-based film. We're going to have Sister Jean Gotson. I'm going to call her on tomorrow and make arrangements for her to come on the ministry. As you all know, we are really trying to promote faith-based film, and we want to bring on those individuals. We also want to just bring an awareness about our youth. We're calling youth workers, and they're going to be on this particular ministry. But be sure to come back this week as we acknowledge and as we honor and appreciate those who are in film. You can learn something. So please come back. We're going to have gospel artists. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We must pray one for another. In addition to that, I want to make sure that each and every one of you continue to just love God, know that you're covered by God, know that God is always looking for your best interests, no matter what it looks like, what it is. Continue to pray unto God. Continue to do the will of God. Continue to listen to God. Continue to give 260 plus each and every day, no matter what. Know that God is going to come through for you, for us. And so just continue to pray unto God. Pray for those babies who are missing. There are several, as I was able to look online, of course, and in the news. Pray for those individuals. Pray for their families. Pray for those who have lost loved ones. Pray for just everybody all over this land and country. You know, pray for the president. Pray for elected officials. Pray for the students who are taking tests on tomorrow and this week. Pray for their families. Pray for their teachers and administrators. Pray for the community. Pray for just each and every person, if we all pray for each other and we're all covered by God, then everything should be fine. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that God has already promised. We know that God has already promised favor, grace, and mercy. And we're expecting that from God. We have surrendered ourselves unto God and asked that God use us in a mighty way, that we will enhance the kingdom and continue to spread the message of God through our actions and what we say and how we treat others on a daily basis. As you go about your day on tomorrow, be sure that you remember God, Jehovah, Jireh, El Shaddai at 3 p.m. It's very important. Also, remember that we continue to be fountains rather than drains, and continue to do your very best at all that you do and all that you say and how you treat others, because it comes right back around to you. You never know what will happen between now and whenever, and you never know you just never know how life may turn around. So we have to be very careful, and I'm very cognizant of that each and every day. I want to make sure that what I do and what I say represents that of a good Christian. Amen. So just be mindful of those things. Continue to pray unto God. Come back on tomorrow as we're going to have heart surgery. Speaking of heart surgery, we're praying for those who actually went through heart surgery and those who are going through heart surgery. We pray for those individuals specifically and for their recovery and things of that nature. And so be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our needs and wants. We're adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing and praying and powering and all that good stuff on tomorrow. So be sure to come back. I will give you a time. Once again, we're going to have a Hollywood movie filmmaker come on the ministry this week or maybe next week. I have to call her on tomorrow, as well as a gospel artist. I need to call her on tomorrow as well. But continue to pray for me, and I will pray for you. This is going to be a prosperous week. God has already given a hint of his favor, grace, and mercy on Friday. We're expecting the move of God, because we're praying for the move of God and all of his greatness to come and be upon the people. And so we just thank each and every one of you for listening. And I hope you had a great Sunday. Be sure to spend time with your family and your friends. Be sure that you get a good night's rest. Be sure that you tell someone, text someone, call someone, and let them know that the AfridaLoveShow.com was on, the StellarGospelMusic.com was on. All of these particular shows are archived. There are 608 now, which means that you can listen to these particular ministries anytime you want to. It's 11:07 right now. To me, it's still early. To some people, it's late. But whatever you do, if you're listening to this ministry or you're going to listen to it later, do not be late on tomorrow and say, I was listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, because it's archived, okay? So be sure to do that and just trust in God, and God's going to do it. This has been a very productive day. I enjoyed church today. It was very good. What else? Enjoy family. And just had a great time. And so let's kick off the week. Let's wake up in the morning in a good mood. If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, go back to sleep for 5 minutes and wake up on the right side of the bed. Amen. Because you never know who you're going to meet tomorrow, who you're going to run into, and you want to make sure that you have a good disposition. And you may make somebody's day. I don't know. Also, it's just good for your heart. Take care of yourselves. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back.
and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.